Grace helps us stand up, especially after moments of life when we've been knocked down. Grace, that is that free gift, kind of a spiritual fuel. There are these plastic punching bags that you can see. Many of you have probably seen them before. They're very distinct because when you knock them down, there's some sort of water, sand, something underneath it that brings them back up. So there it stands. You hit it. It comes right back up and it's ready to go again. And it can usually is kind of a child's toy and kids can play with it for hours and hours and hours. This concept can help us the understanding of God's word today. Jeremiah, in that first reading, he just calls the people. This those two words so powerful. Stand up. Talks about how God has made these people he's standing to, made them to be like a pillar of iron, a wall of brass. These images that seem indestructible, so strong, so compact there. But then he continues on and calls them to be not crushed. It says, as though I would leave you crushed. This whole idea is as strong as those things are, the world has a way about it that can even knock us down, no matter how sure-footed we seem, no matter how strong we would say we are. It's unreal, the things that we can face at different points in our life. And so we need a God who would not leave us crushed in those moments where we find ourselves. Then finally in Jeremiah, it just says that the enemy will fight against you, but will not prevail against you. A very important distinction. Because in as much as we wish that there weren't spiritual enemies fighting against us, we all can admit that we've felt it before. We've seen the consequences of others who have been knocked down, all of this kind of dynamic. But there's a difference between getting knocked down, being prevailed over, or being in a place where we're connected with a God who will not let the enemy prevail over. Which is to say, a God who by grace will help us to stand up again. This kind of assurance of a God who's able to give us this kind of grace is so important for the spiritual life. Because when we're solid, we can face anything. Just look at Jesus in the gospel. He's facing this dynamic where he has to tell a people that their faith isn't quite where it needs to be. And so a person might say, well, I don't really want to get into that because they're probably not going to be happy. Maybe they'll try and knock me down, my reputation, whatever. But he says it. And in a certain sense, he's greeted with exactly what you would expect. The people, they don't stand up, they rise up. What's the difference? That rising up, they're so filled with pride. Don't you dare tell me, Jesus, what I need to do differently. And so as they rise up in pride, they need to be humbled and be brought back down. But we stand up, not in pride, but just knowing who God has called us to be and standing there with Jesus, who stands in these difficult moments as we see in the gospel. It wasn't that he was just faced with being knocked down even. He was faced with being thrown off a cliff, a situation in which one might think, if that was to happen, if these people do that, there's no coming back from that. But by grace himself, God himself, he walked through their midst. So to say that he in that moment was able to stand firm even before getting knocked down, which is always the hope. But then he's the one who says to us in Scripture today that even if we were to get knocked down, he's going to help us get back up. And so the reflection question for all of us is, to what do you need strength to stand against? Where are you called to get back up? Which is to say, have there been moments of weakness? Or is there a place in your heart that you just think, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back up from this? That's where we need to invite God's grace, especially today at Mass. I'll share a testimony of just an experience of this, of kind of being knocked down and trying to get back up, but also having to do with a gentleman and him getting knocked down. It was the first time I had ever heard of a situation like this. I found out that a Catholic married man who I knew well fell into adultery. I was destroyed. Not only because I was sad for his family and the kids, the family, the other family, the woman and all of them and the kids were involved. But for the most part, I just kept thinking, I've known this man since I was in middle school, and I know he regularly receives the sacraments. He comes to Mass on Sunday. He regularly goes to confession. And in that moment, I was faced with the possibility that the grace of sacraments of God's church is not real. It's not effective. It didn't help him to stand up against those temptations. It didn't help him to navigate all this. Now, thanks be to God, after years and years later, there's been reconciliation and healing, and the gentleman is standing up, so to say, again. And maybe people have experienced something like this in your own families, but it's to say that we need God's grace. But for me in that moment, I was knocked down. However, after wrestling with that situation, the Lord showed me that it wasn't that the grace that God had given this gentleman was ineffective, but it was just that. And that same way that image of the punching bag that gets knocked down and come back up. So what if you have sand in it? But what if there's a tear on the other end that doesn't retain any of that? Then every time it gets knocked down, it's down for good. It's so to say that without God's grace giving us that sure footing, helping us to stand up, then we can't work. So again, it wasn't that the grace wasn't being received. The grace was being received, but the grace in that situation can only make sense that it wasn't being retained. It wasn't being engaged. It wasn't that as it was given as a gift, that gift was being opened and utilized and making being put to use, so to say. But it's for us to know that when we receive this, when we stand here before the altar to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, it's to not let it go away. It's to be able to engage that in such a way that it has, it makes a huge difference in our life in this world. So Catholics, we're called to retain that grace that God has given in our lives. We all must receive God's grace and participate in it. Come to Mass and have spiritual conversations during the week. Go to confession and make amends with those that we've offended. Pray well and stand against temptation. All of these things help us to understand the dynamic of this God who speaks his beautiful images to us of the iron and brass in that first reading, of God who walks through the midst of every kind of thing, of coming here before a God who was knocked down, nailed to a cross, but stood up in his resurrection and invites us into that same hope, that same grace, to help us to know that we can have all faith to move mountains. But without love, it's nothing. Without the love that helps us to engage and encounter Christ, who is present in these graces, and to ask for his assistance in all of these moments of life, that we sure do need him in these moments. So whether it's similar to what the man faced that we've heard of today, whether it's just a difficulty of belief, whether it's a trial that we face in our life that seems hard to stand up against, it's for us to come back knowing that grace helps us to stand up, especially in those moments when we're knocked down.